Hello and welcome everyone. My name is Polash. This is a brand new episode of the PLNX Games podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Sony have just announced the list of games that will be included in the brand new PlayStation Plus Essential, Deluxe, Premium tiers. And I'm going to share which games I feel are going to be the most value for money from the entire list. Obviously, it's an exhaustive list. And there are some games that most of us have already played. I certainly have because they were so popular. But I will talk about the games that I haven't and why I'm looking forward to them. See you on the other side. Okay, today is the 17th of May. It's a Tuesday. And like I said, Sony have just announced a brand new list, an exhaustive list of games that will be included in the new PlayStation Plus that's starting next week in some regions, and it will roll out in phases, and it's going to roll out all the way until June 23rd for the final region, which I believe is the US. A little bit of background before I get into my choice of games from this entire list. PlayStation announced back in March that they are revamping PlayStation Plus. Basically, what they are doing is merging PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now into one huge service, which on paper is a direct comparison to Microsoft's Game Pass service, as I've said before. But in my head, that's not exactly the case. So PlayStation are launching three different tiers of PlayStation Plus. They are called Essential, Extra, and Deluxe, or Premium in some regions. Essential is exactly the same the way PlayStation Plus works today. There's not going to be any changes. You get a few games every month, and you get online multiplayer, you get cloud storage, all of the basic things that you get with PlayStation Plus today. No changes to the existing service. PlayStation Plus Extra includes a catalog of games from the PS4 and the PS5 generation, and PlayStation Plus Premium or Deluxe includes games from older generations as well, and the Deluxe or the Premium version of PlayStation Plus also includes game trials. So we got a little more detail about the game trials as well, and we're going to talk about those also. I just want to start off by saying I think it's a complete value for money, and I feel that this service that PlayStation is launching is going to be something that's going to be very beneficial for most gamers out there. If someone is a hardcore gamer, they obviously buy games as they release, and that's absolutely fine. I'm sure PlayStation will want those customers, but there are a lot of customers who do not buy games day one. And for them, a subscription service like this makes a lot of sense. You just subscribe to the service, and the moment you are subscribed, you have access to a whole list of games. You can download any of them, play any of them. If you don't like it, delete it, download another one, and play it. It's essentially a great way to try out new games that you've never ever tried out before. I've tried EA Play for a few months, and there was no way I was about to spend money on Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order from a couple of years ago. But when I got the PS5, I had the EA Play subscription. I downloaded it and played the PS5 version, and I was absolutely in love with it. I love that game. It's so well made, and it's such a brilliant representation of the Star Wars world or the Star Wars universe. I think it's a wonderful game. I'm looking forward to the sequel, which obviously is in the works. So that brings me to the point of these subscription services. Like I said, I think it gives gamers exposure to games that they never would have thought of playing. I think that's a wonderful benefit of a subscription service. Like I said in the past, kudos to Microsoft for spearheading this initiative, so to say, with their Game Pass offerings. And I'm so glad that Sony has jumped on that bandwagon and they are going to offer such a service as well. I think it's a great move. And going by the initial list that they've just released on the PlayStation blog, I will link that in the show notes. I think it's an amazing list. It's something that people will really enjoy. There's a lot of variety, a lot of AAA games, and a lot of indie games as well. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who love those games as well, myself included. So having said that, today I'm going to talk about the games that I will definitely try once this service launches for us here in India. Now, normally, I don't think I would buy these games day and date the moment they release or for a full price. I might get it at a deep, deep discount because I'm somewhat intrigued to play these games that I'm going to talk about, but I don't want to spend all that money just to be able to try that game, because when you're interested in something, you don't know whether you're going to like it or not. And I'm not sure if I'm going to like these games or not, the ones that I'm going to talk about. So I think a service like this is a brilliant way for me to experience these games, because there are games that I really want to try in the service itself, so I'm getting access to those. But there are these other games that I want to try out, I've wanted to try for a long time now, but I did not want to invest that kind of money into buying the entire game. I think this is a win-win for everyone because the developers get access to a whole new broader audience with this kind of service. I think developers make their games for an intended target audience, but every once in a while there's always gamers who are not in that target audience who would want to pick up the game basis the trailer, maybe the reviews, maybe the comments, maybe the word of mouth. There can be various factors. So I think it's a win-win for both gamers and for developers. Having said that, I want to talk about my list of games that I will certainly try, which I wouldn't have otherwise thought of buying. So from the list of current games that have been announced, I am going to try Demon's Souls. Yes, this is the new remade Demon's Souls by Bluepoint Games. It looks absolutely phenomenal. I have played the original Demon's Souls, sorry to say, for only 5 minutes or so. Oh no, I'm kidding. Maybe 15 minutes or 20 max, because as we know, Souls games are ridiculously difficult. And back then when I had the PS3, I didn't have the patience to deal with it. Now that I'm older and wiser, I think I have the patience to deal with Demon's Souls, and it looks absolutely amazing. So I'm definitely going to try Demon's Souls. Along with that, I am also going to try Returnal. Yes, this is also one game that I simply cannot think of investing my money in, because the core idea of the gameplay just does not appeal to me. But now that it's part of this service, I will certainly try it because it's got a lot of accolades. It's been praised a lot by developers, by reviewers, by gamers, and I think it's worth a shot, so I'm definitely going to try it. The next game on the list, from the list of current games, is Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Yes, I am not a big fan of the latest Assassin's Creed games, whether it's Origins or I can't even remember the name of the second one. The one that was set in Greece, I apologize, I forget the name, or Valhalla. But now, again, this game is going to be a part of the service because Ubisoft just announced that they will launch their subscription service, which is Ubisoft Plus, on PlayStation. So it's going to be a part of PlayStation Plus, the new PlayStation Plus. So there are a bunch of Ubisoft games that will be added to the service. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is one of them. And I like the Assassin's Creed series. It's just that the recent games have not been appealing. I had borrowed Assassin's Creed Origins from a friend of mine and I played it for a while. It just didn't click. I didn't like the combat much. I didn't like the setting much. It was set in Egypt, which is interesting on paper, but just the way the character was, I just couldn't connect with it, and I never played, I think, more than a couple of hours. I understand AC, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is different, and that's something that I really want to try out and see how that goes. Along with that, I also want to try Control Ultimate Edition. Yes, that is also included in this service, and as we all know, Control was praised a lot for the type of gameplay it had and the different way of storytelling it had. Yes, it had its flaws, but apparently it's a very good-looking game graphically, And yeah, I think I think I will enjoy it. I'm not sure though. Let's see. But I'm really looking forward to playing Control and Ultimate Edition as well. Along with that, I'm also looking forward to playing Concrete Genie. Yes, this is a game that came out on the PlayStation 4. I never got around to buying it. I never got around to playing it. And it looked very, very intriguing. And it got decent reviews, if I remember correctly. And I think I'm going to have a really good time with that game. So Concrete Genie is also another game that I'm going to play once it's part of this service. Along with that, there are a list of classic games and remasters that are included in the new PlayStation Plus catalog. Out of the entire list, I've picked two that have sort of caught my attention, and I'm really looking forward to playing them. The first one is Tekken 2. Yes, from the original PS1. I remember playing this way back when, I was maybe just 8 years old, 8 or 9 years old. My brother and I used to go to this PlayStation parlor that we had, where we used to stay in this area called Juhu in Mumbai. And yeah, we've played Tekken there. I think it was Tekken 2 or 3. I'm really not sure. I don't remember. It's been a while. But I'm really looking forward to playing Tekken 2. I know it'll have the PS1 graphics. I know it'll have the PS1 controls. But that's what's making it intriguing for me. That's what's making it interesting for me. That's what's making it me wanting to try it, if that even makes sense. I think that's going to be an amazing game. If somehow I can get some of my friends over and we can just have a blast, I can totally imagine people loving Tekken 2, because it is a classic. It's an amazing game. And here's a chance for us to play it again. So I think that's absolutely brilliant. Along with that, the next game that I will surely try is BioShock Remastered. Now, if you know anything about me, I do not like first-person shooters that much. But BioShock, obviously being a first-person shooter, I never played it back when it launched on the PS3. And I missed out on it, thinking that it's just any generic first-person shooter. But yeah, it got a lot of accolades. It was praised a lot by the gaming community. And I think that this is absolutely a good chance for me to revisit that game. I've seen, obviously, videos and reviews of that game, and I've always been intrigued. But the one thing that the game is praised for is its writing. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to exploring when I play this game, BioShock Remastered. And along with that, Sony also released a list of games that will have timed trials. And this will be part of the deluxe PlayStation Plus tier for us here in India. Wherever streaming is available, cloud streaming of games, they're calling it PlayStation Plus Premium over there. But for us, since we don't have streaming, we are getting the PlayStation Plus deluxe version, and it will include time trials. Basically, you can get to play the game for 2 or 3 hours. Minimum of 2 hours, I think, is what the blog post said. But there was a screenshot on the blog post for Horizon Forbidden West. Yes, the new Horizon game, where it said you can play for 3 hours. You download the entire game, play for 3 hours. If you like it, you go to the store and you buy it. You don't obviously have to download it again because you've already downloaded it. And your progress and your saves and your trophies carry over from the time trial to the full game. I think it's a brilliant way. It's a glorified demo, so to say. I think I've mentioned that in the past. And the game that I really want to try, because I've already played and finished Horizon Forbidden West, is WWE 2K22. That game has been getting a lot of good reviews, and I have been interested in trying it, but the last few WWE games have been so pathetic that I just couldn't pull the trigger on this. And I think this is a great way for me to figure out if I want to pull the trigger or not. So I think that's something that's going to be really amazing. And WWE 2K22 is something that I we'll certainly try out once this service is out. So there you have it. That's the list of games that I am planning to play. Let me know what games you guys are planning to play once this service launches. And let me know whether you're planning to subscribe to PlayStation Plus to the higher tiers or not, whether it's Deluxe or the extra tier that they are calling it. By default, yes, if you are a PlayStation Plus member, you will be part of the Essential tier, which is the basic tier. But yeah, there will be some more information further down the line in terms of the pricing if you want to upgrade to the higher tiers. So let me know if you are planning to upgrade, and also let me know which games you are looking forward to, because like I said, Sony released a whole list of games, first party as well as third party games, and it's an amazing list. It's an exhaustive list, but these are the games, these 7 or 8 games that I spoke about are the games that I'm really looking forward to. Once maybe I'm done with these, I can go ahead and try some of the hidden gems from the list, from the overall list. And Sony also announced that every month the games will be refreshed, just like how it happens for Microsoft's Game Pass. I think that's amazing. And I just feel Sony should be proactive enough to let us know which games are leaving the service at what time, so people can obviously plan how they want to play the games so that they don't miss out on it when they are part of the service. So I think that bit of clarity is still required. They've mentioned that on the 15th of every month, I think, they said that on the blog post, that they will refresh the list of games. Not entirely, but at least there'll be 3 or 4 games that will be removed and 3 or 4 games that will be added to the list. There might be some months where no games are removed and just 3 or 4 games are added. Maybe wishful thinking, let's see. But yeah, it's possible it could happen. But even if that does not happen, I think Sony should just clarify which games will leave the service and which games are going to enter. I'm sure they will do that as we get closer to launch. So yeah, there you have it. Those are the games I'm looking forward to. Thank you so much yet again for tuning in. As always, keep gaming, and I will see you guys in the next one. Take care, stay safe.